know what a hokey pokey is, but it sounds fun.
I don't think it's made of, it's a real koala.
I was tired, I was hungry, and I was hot. All of those three things combined equals Hurricane John.
Here's the problem I've always had with Helen Keller.
I seem weird? Like a lefty?
Pickles. They know me hate those pickles on me cheeseburgers.
Welcome to Bless Their Hearts. Jamie and John here on a beautiful day outside.
Is it?
Yeah.
I thought it was cold. Is it cold?
Not to me. Like,
is it like shorts t-shirt weather or like shorts hoodie weather?
I just came to your house. What am I wearing?
That's true. See, I haven't been outside because I thought the weather said it was cold outside.
So I guess this gets into your... I'm trying not to say crazy. No, your sensitivity to temperature. I will go outside in shorts and t-shirt at 50 degrees, which is about what it is right now. But I guess to some people that's cold.
Yeah,
I would rather it be like this to where I can work in the yard and not get all sweaty and gross.
See, I need to work in the yard, but I thought it was even too cold for that. So now, dude, it's funny. Every Saturday, I have so many things that need to get done. And I just like mentally drive myself crazy. Like, how much can I physically get done in the 6 hours that I have free? And inevitably I don't get a lot done.
Yeah.
Or as much as I wanted to.
Go ahead.
Today, I knew the weather was going to be, I thought the weather was going to be cold. So before I went to bed last night, I had to give myself permission to relax. Like, All right, John. There are things that need to get done, but you know what, big guy? You've had a stressful week. It's okay to rest. So your agenda is to watch a TV show, maybe clean a bathroom, maybe read a book, but you're not going to have to go outside. There's no pressure to do any of the yard work. Just relax.
That's good.
Yeah.
I was going to ask what the solution for that issue is. Is it you deciding that there are things you're just not going to do, or do you need me to come over here and like, John, get out of bed?
No, I don't need
I don't want to do that.
It's just there's so much that.
So you need to set more reasonable expectations for yourself.
Yes. Yeah, okay. And maybe take a week off work.
Yeah,
so I can get more done.
Man, it's this time of year, just so much to get done. There's a lot of stuff that just goes untouched during the winter. I know grass doesn't grow over the winter, but everything still gets dirty and things get broken down. And
yep. I need to plant grass seed and to put out dirt. I need to pressure wash the house, wash the cars. Ugh. I mean, it's just never ending.
I'm kind of out on car washing, like completely.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. It's a tool. Mm-hmm. You keep your tools clean so that they last longer. So I get that. I don't know that cleanliness helps a car. And I mean, within a week of washing your car, it doesn't matter if you did it or not.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
Yeah. I just like a clean car. Now in the wintertime, you need to get the salt off of it because that does.
Right, right.
But we don't live in an area that's like a big problem.
Yeah.
Wash it one time in the spring when the salt's done and you're good.
Yeah.
But I don't know. A clean car feels good.
I also don't know that we're done. I mean, it's the end of March. We could very well get another snowstorm. It has happened before.
It has. Yeah. Jamie, I don't know if I've told you. Well, I think I've told you, but I'm in a bad way over here.
Okay.
My wrists feel like I have carpal tunnel in both wrists, and it is a sudden onset. So I've been going to a chiropractor and they've tried to adjust me. They've given me like a anti-inflammation regimen to take. Like, I'm taking so many pills, like ginger, turmeric, black seed oil, all this hippie crap. And so I'm paying somebody to come and shovel dirt for me.
Oof.
And I just.
That hurts your soul, doesn't it?
It really hurts.
Because A, you like to take care of your own stuff, and B, you don't like to spend money. That's a double whammy.
I might as well just.
That's Hurricane John stuff.
Yeah.
So I know people go to the chiropractor primarily, I think, for back and neck issues, is most of the people that I know. I know, like, some people have gone for some shoulder issues, maybe a hip. I've never heard of anybody going for a wrist. Like, do they have, like, wait, we got to go get our wrist guy. and he's just been playing video games for like 3 years because nobody comes for their wrist. Like, what's that like?
Yeah. I didn't know if they would do anything, but when I looked up the company that I was going to, they mentioned particularly like arm and wrist pain. So I was like, all right. So there's two guys there. The first guy did some stuff, took some x-rays, didn't really do much. The second guy that I saw, just because that's just how it worked out.
Sure.
He spent like 45 minutes working on my wrists. And I mean, they feel a little better than they did, but I think I'm going to have to go to like a surgeon.
Is it both wrists?
The left one hurts significantly more, but the right one is hurting. Mm.
Yeah. Interesting. So, I mean, you've mentioned this to me before, but maybe some kind of carpal tunnel situation.
Maybe. I don't know. The sudden onset is just what.
Because you thought you just slept on it weird and woke up and it was broken.
Yeah, because then my right one wasn't hurting. It was only my left. And now my right's hurting. So
maybe it's contagious. What if my wrist starts hurting?
Well, I mean, yeah, I don't know.
Are you going to go back to the chiropractor or are you just kind of done?
I'm probably going to go back one more time. I'd like to give this anti-inflammatory stuff a minute.
Yeah.
You know, before I. You gotta, like, schedule a surgery.
Some prescription stuff?
No, no. It's stuff that you buy at the hippie store.
Oh, yeah. I mean, are you trying, like, Aleve and stuff? Also, the hippie store. Like, you're talking about the hippie store in town? You went there? Yeah, I've gone there before.
Yeah.
I went to get cherry extract based on your father-in-law's recommendation for gout.
Yeah. Well, I wish someone had a wrist recommendation.
Have you tried cherry extract?
No. I bet gout hurts worse than this. I bet it because I'm
watching you use your
I can
wrist,
still so use yes, them. It just hurts I when agree. I do.
Yeah.
But I've seen like if something grazes your toe, it sends knives into it.
And it's also acute. Like gout comes and goes. It seems like you've got an ongoing situation.
Yeah, it's 24/7.
My family would put vinegar on a brown paper bag and wrap around
witchcraft.
It. Yeah.
I don't need wrist pain and a demon, so okay. I am not going to do that.
Speaking of demons.
Oh, God.
You and I have, for better or worse, we listen to a lot of exorcism stuff on podcasts.
Yeah.
I have never seen that I believe a demon manifest. But last Sunday at church, maybe two Sundays ago, I don't know, I saw something manifest.
What?
In you.
Oh, me?
It was ADHD.
Oh.
And it was the most ADHD thing. You and I were running cameras, and you disappeared for a second. So I'm doing the switches, you're doing zooming and the angles, and I look over and you're gone. And I watch you walk around this entire room looking at every switch, light switch, and there are maybe 30.
There's a lot in a small space.
You're just going around to every, like, seeing what everything does. And I was like, this is manifestation of something that is troubling my friend. Mm-hmm. Did you have an ADHD demon that day?
I had a problem. It was hot in there. And there was a fan overhead that, you know, you pull the chain and it should come on, but it didn't, which means it's connected to a switch. Well, that switch is nowhere in that room.
It's not even on that floor.
You have to go downstairs, open a door, turn a switch on that only does that fan. It is.
It's not a great setup.
It never ceases to amaze me.
But can you imagine being me not knowing you were trying to turn the fan on? No idea.
Well, I came back and sat down and you just looked at me and I was like, what? He's like, James is like, what are you doing? What? Yeah. You touched every switch twice. In my mind, I went to every switch, but you know, I know that I miss stuff sometimes. So I was like, well, let me check every switch one more time in case I missed one.
Well, I mean, you switch everyone.
You got to be thorough.
You pull the chain and you switch everyone back and pull the chain and mathematically it should come on. Yeah. Even though there were lights flashing, I bet the people on stage that can see up there were like, John and Jamie are fighting and like the lights are flashing and it was bad.
I'm apprehensive to talk about it on the podcast, but talking about flipping switches and then me flipping a switch, I about lost my mind last night.
Okay.
I'm apprehensive to talk about it because there's friends that could listen to this in the show, but I'm just going to talk about
it. Okay.
So in our theater, there's a breaker box. There's no light switches in this place.
Yeah.
Everything's controlled at the breaker box. So there's a show going on before our show in a different theater, but all in the same building. So they leave. They're out. They're done. Well, I need to turn off the lights to our theater to get ready for the show.
Like, but the overhead lights, yeah.
Unfortunately, when I do that, all those people, and it was sold out, that just left the other show are now in the lobby talking to their family. So I have to switch a breaker that turns some of those lights off. So I'm like, you know what? It sucks, but it's close to time for show and I've got other things to do. I'm going to go ahead and switch it.
And it doesn't make it dark. And that's a common thing that happens there every yes. night.
And so if you just switch it off once, no problem. There's still other lights. It's not like I'm leaving them in the dark. But
right.
So I do that, and then I walk to the restroom. I want to use the restroom before the show starts. I walk back into the theater that I had just left, knowing that I turned all the lights off. All the overhead lights are back on. I go to the breaker box, and I'm like, what has happened? Why did someone turn these back on? There's an electrician there, and he's like, a breaker just tripped. I'm trying to figure it out. I was like, I turned it off. Intentionally.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, well, you need it on. I was like, no, we don't, because that would mean the lights on in our theater and we do not need that. They continue to just stay there. So I had to just kind of say, I need these off. And in my head, I'm like, I just turn them off if you like, but yeah. someone complained to him that lights had went off and breakers had tripped. I'm like, people, we've done this show. Just leave the breakers alone.
Yeah.
It shouldn't have made. Well, and then the executive director that owns the place was like, John, please stop turning lights off and on. I'm like, I promise I'm trying my best to only have done that one time, but people yes. are sabotaging it.
I only touched it once and I did the right thing.
Yeah, man.
It's frustrating.
And then they like arguments over, we didn't have these lights on last week. We had these lights. I'm like, nope. We are doing it the exact same.
The exact same. I'm sorry, man. That is frustrating.
That's fine. And then I got better.
Yeah, I heard it went well. I missed that show. I actually have a job at these shows, and I skipped it. I'm very sorry, but
it's okay.
Sounds like it went
I actually
well.
Got to watch the show from your vantage point.
So yeah. Yeah.
That was fun. I hadn't watched it like since practice. So
right.
It was good.
Yeah, so the director, you don't really have on show night, you end up just moving furniture around between
man. Acts. You missed, you legitimately missed the best night audience wise. We had our laugher in the audience, and I love when they're at shows. I yeah. love it. It like produces confidence in the actors, and that person in the audience makes shows better, and I love it so
interesting.
Much.
Interesting.
The person also came up to me, probably the best compliment I have got as a director was last night.
Okay.
That person. And so they came up to me and they said, I was a little apprehensive to come, but I wanted to support like all of you guys because I love you all. He's like, you really made this place so much better. He's like, yeah. This script is terrible.
It's not great.
But the way that you approached it was the best way to do it.
I think.
And I was like, man, that means more than you'll ever know.
And I agree. I think it's a really good, you struck a good balance of sticking to the story, but allowing creative freedom for things that made it better.
Yes.
Otherwise, and also limiting that because there were some people that tried to take it too far.
Yeah.
No.
It was, so that was a nice compliment. And the show has one more night. That is the night of us recording this and then it is done.
Yeah. So if you're hearing this now, you can't come. You missed it. You missed out on some comedy.
Man, the lady that helps me like really runs the show at 7:30. The show starts at 8. She still wasn't there. And she's usually there like at 5.
Yeah.
So you missing and running tech, I was like, I got this. I can do tech. But if she wasn't there and I was doing tech, I was like, let's just cancel.
Yes. No kidding. She is scary.
But everybody pitched in. It was great.
Awesome.
I missed you though. I'm glad you're going to be there tonight.
Looking forward to it. Hated to miss, but I don't know, man. This whole having a bunch of kids and having a big family is great. But then you have to be in four places at once because I don't know if you saw me post on Facebook. I put it on our Bless Their Hearts page too. My wife was out of town. Cool. I can handle that. All my kids have activities.
I don't know how you do handle right. that, but you handle
it. I'll figure it out. I started a new job. I have to go to work. I don't know how much I've talked about that on here. I had to go buy pants, but then I reached into like a 24 pack of Diet Pepsi to get one. And the edge of the cardboard went up under my fingernail bed and cut me. I got a cardboard cut in my cuticle. I almost just ended it, man. Like, that's too far. Too far.
It was the devil trying to get you distracted.
I don't think my new boss listens, but I didn't get anything done that day. I'll tell you that.
Well, you know. I'll
tell you that much.
There's days, man. I get it.
It's been weird. But so Angie was in Boston, and she just got back. But I got a story I got to share from her.
I saw she posted a picture of a building on Harvard's
She was campus. At Harvard the whole time. She spent the time in Cambridge.
Did she go to a Harvard bar?
I don't think she went to a bar. She didn't go to the harbor. She didn't get to watch the Sox.
Work trips are the worst if you only actually work.
They went walking around they got to see the campus and that kind of thing, but didn't get to explore touristy stuff. But they did go to a bougie restaurant.
My least favorite kind of restaurant.
So they looked online, and on the website, it showed like it had like a bougie name, but then it had like burgers and steak and like bar food essentially.
So but with like, a weird spin on stuff, like trying to make a burger too fancy?
No. She said on the website, it looked great. Okay. So they go, and they're seated, and it's a little fancier than they expected. And they look at the menu, and it is all like, I don't know if it was French, but she said it was all so like, there was a seafood thing that was like $70.
Dang.
The cheapest steak was $80. And there was no cheeseburger to be seen. So the waiter comes
false
over
advertisement.
And she says, on your website, I saw like a burger. Can I just get one of those? He's like, no, that's just food at the bar. We don't serve that in the dining area. And I just like picture him straightening his tie as he said in the dining area. And Angie said, she looked at him and said, I can like the bar is 10 feet from me. Can I just have a burger? He said, no, not in the dining area. And somebody else said, what if we go to the bar and order a burger? Can one of us walk back over here with that burger and eat it at this table? He's like, not in the dining area.
What is wrong with this place?
It's time to order. He walks up to Angie first, and she says, oh, I'm not ready yet. Can you start at the other end of the table? He said, nope, I have to start with you, and walked away and came back later.
Is this guy me in a different city? There's only one way to do things, and I will not deviate.
I will not deviate. And then she ordered a pop. And instead of just bringing like a glass of Coke or whatever, they brought her a cup with ice in it and the pop can. She said the pop can was cold, and she decided she wanted to see what happened if she didn't pour it in the glass. So she's just drinking out of the can. A few minutes later, she's eating. He walks up when she's not looking and pours it into the cup.
I'm just flabbergasted.
Isn't that amazing?
This is America. By God, burgers are allowed anywhere. What is the rationale in that?
I don't know.
Is the bar a separate restaurant? You know what I mean? Like, is it one building, but the bar is Drake's and then over here is Malone's?
That's what I was going to say. Like, we have that scenario around here everywhere, but the menu's open on both sides.
Right.
I don't know. And like there's the customer service piece. Most restaurants are like, yeah, we'll make it the way you want it. The customer's always right. And she was like, no, they would not.
If you bring that burger into this dining room, let me tell you what's going to happen.
Do you see this?
Ed over here, he's going to have a heart attack. And nobody needs Ed to die.
By the way, his real name's Eduardo. Yeah.
What is wrong? Like, I don't know, man. The older I get, the less tolerance for bullcrap I have. And that is some bullcrap.
Would not take somebody's order before hers because of the chair she was sitting in.
I have never, like every other waitress or waiter in the universe is like, oh yeah, no problem. Customer's always right. Like you made her feel like crap for no reason.
It turned into like a comical evening of them poking fun at the guy who picked the restaurant and just making fun of the situation, and it made a fun story. But I bet at the time it was pretty frustrating.
You're going to tell me, you're going to stand there and look me right in the eye and tell me I can walk 10 feet over there and order a burger, and if that burger crosses a threshold, I've broken a policy.
Yeah, right. Like, I'm going to, like, what's going to happen? Are they, I bet they would have asked her to leave. Said you can go back to the bar and eat it.
I would have. I would have made a scene. I would have ate that burger, waited on the police to come, and I can eat a burger so fast that I would have been out of there before the police.
Think about every Boston. Like, is there a Boston cop that's going to come in there? It's going to say you got to eat your burger at the bar. Like, I don't think so. I think they're going to be like, "All right, guy, let her eat a burger at the table." All right.
What if the cop, or like, what if the owner of that bar is like a city council member, and is on the books an ordinance.
Yeah.
You know,
you shall only eat burgers at bars.
Also, if you got that big of a problem with the food that you serve, don't serve that food.
Yeah, don't, and especially don't put it on your website.
Why is, like,
part of the menu?
That's like, you know, sinful. You know, like, you can only smoke at the bar, you cannot smoke in here. You know, that rule makes sense.
Yeah, because smoke affects everybody. But
a burger, if that burger comes in here,
yeah.
So help me God, you are banished.
There is a calorie limit at my table. I don't, yeah, it was.
That infuriates
funny?
Me.
I think you and I need to go there and have a word with this guy.
I will not leave that place until I eat a burger on that side of the restaurant.
Can we get a tax break for going to Harvard?
That's so weird.
Yeah.
Segregate.
Well, yeah, segregate based on taste buds and pocketbooks.
Yeah. What is wrong with the burger? It's American.
If you're that ashamed of a cheeseburger, I don't want to go to your restaurant at all.
I'll add you to my prayer list.
Yeah, I won't. That's how bad it is.
Oh.
I won't. I will never pray for you.
Whoa. That's a you problem.
That is a me problem.
But I get it.
You're flipping the switches.
It's one of that. Now, there can be prayers where it's like, God, I hope that you grind their teeth to dust. You know, I don't specify how I'm praying for them. Yeah.
Justice is in your hands, Lord.
God, I hope that man dies while carrying a burger.
No, what? I don't know. What if, like, Tom Brady rolls in?
Tom Brady would never. I bet he owns this place because he would never own a burger.
He would never eat a burger or own a burger. That's a bad example. He only eats
salads and caviar. I don't know.
Salads and cash, probably. He probably
the greens are cash.
Yeah.
I mean, you put enough ranch on it, I would.
Right? I would eat it.
Man. Dude, I'm watching a good show right now.
That's what you said.
It's called The Beast in Me. And I can't talk too much about it because I can't spoil, anything for you. But man, it's a really, really good show so far. And I need you to watch it so we can.
I mean, it sounds like a Beauty and the Beast situation or like a.
Like that.
Like a werewolf.
No, not at all. So, basic premise, there's an author. She's a lady named Agatha.
Not a good start.
I don't know. But think of Agatha Christie.
Yeah.
And then a
they shouldn't have been allowed to name the character Agatha for that reason.
Right. Then there's a rich guy. Miles Jarvis, which I just realized now why that name is triggering to me.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he moves in next door and he has a past. His wife committed suicide, quote unquote, but everyone thinks that he murdered her. Mm. So she's writing a book like she's an author. She's writing a book, but then she wants to switch things up and write about him. Did he actually murder his wife or not? That's all I'll say. And it is amazeballs.
The Beast in Me.
Yep.
Not a sponsor.
Every single episode is a twist and a turn. You're thinking things and then you're rethinking things and you think new things and then you circle back to your original thought. It is wild and it is so good.
It's a lot of thinking for a weekend.
Well, maybe that's why I feel satisfied in watching this because it's like work
to keep up. It's so much work. Is it all available? Like, is it all the episodes are out
for
that season?
I reckon.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah. I got nothing on the TV front. But you and I are going to talk about celebrities. We are going to try to guess pop culture icons and a game of 20 questions when we get back from the break. Did you take some of your hippie vitamins during the 12-second break?
I did. It was a gummy.
Okay. It looks like it's, I don't know. I assume everything that comes from that particular store is in like...
This came from the Amazon.
Cauldrons?
No.
Okay.
This is an Amazon.
And you've been taking that one for a while. I've noticed that one.
Yeah.
So we are going to do a little game of 20 questions where essentially I am a person in pop culture and I'm trying to guess who I am. John knows who I am and I don't. And we're going to do that. We're going to go back and forth asking questions of one another.
All right, man.
Does that sound good to you?
Yeah.
I need to pick who you are. Just give me a second here. Okay, I think that's a good one. I like that.
I told Grok to randomly generate five people, and I gave it some parameters. And I told it the last parameter was that everyone would know. First person, never heard of him in my life.
Can you say who that is?
Katie Ledecky, an American swimmer,
yeah.
Multiple Olympic gold medalist.
Yeah.
Never heard of her.
Big deal.
Yeah.
She's a big deal.
Well, she's a woman, and I only pay attention to male Olympic swimmers, apparently.
Obviously, Michael Phelps is...
He was a dirtbag, turns out.
I think he was just smoking pot and eating sandwiches, right?
Oh, is that it?
I don't think he cheated.
Oh, okay. I thought he killed somebody. Maybe that was another guy.
I mean, I'm not going to let him hang out with my kids, but...
All right. Well, I've got four other ones that I do know, and I've narrowed it down to two in my head, and now I'm down to the one that I'm going to go with.
All right. So do you want to ask a question first, or would you like me to?
You go first, sir. That's the gentleman thing to do.
Am I a guy?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, you are. Am I an athlete?
No.
Okay.
Am I an actor?
No. Am I alive?
Yes.
Okay.
It's always a good question you should ask yourself.
I love that you guys at home can play this game with us.
Right. We discussed whether to tell you who we are up front. I think it's fun for you to guess these as well. I'm trying to do this person's age in my head.
You have a specific person in mind? Or like the one that you have for me?
Yeah, the one I have for you.
Okay. Yeah.
Whose turn is it? Is it my turn?
Mm-hmm. I know that I'm not an athlete.
I'm a male that's not an actor. Am I an athlete?
No.
Okay.
Let's see. Am I an actor?
No.
Okay.
Am I a singer?
No.
We are terrible so far.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm not an athlete or an actor. Am I, even though I'm not an actor, would you still see me on television?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Am I rich?
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. I like that.
Am I someone who would be on like, I don't know, a news station?
No.
Oh.
Let's go ahead and get this out of the way. Am I black?
No.
Oh, man. I was hoping I was black. I don't even know what that means.
Let's see. Have I asked, am I a musician?
Do you want to ask me if you've already asked that?
I've already asked if I was a musician.
No, but do you want me to answer, am I a musician? Or do you want me to answer, have I already asked if I'm a musician?
I want you to answer if I am a musician.
You are not a musician.
I don't know why I'm on television.
It's tricky, right? It's a good one, but you know this person, I think. And they're in a couple different things. I guess it's is my fame multifaceted? Or is it just I'm not known for one thing?
I think you're primarily known for one thing.
Okay.
All right. So I'm on television, but I'm not a musician nor an actor, and I'm not on a news station. What would I be on television for? That is baffling.
Oh, there are a lot of different kinds of TV shows nowadays, John. And a lot of different streaming services that count as TV.
But I'm not an actor.
You're not.
So don't try to trip me up. So I'm not an actor, but I am on television. And wait a second. Am I human?
Yes.
Okay. I thought you might be trying to trip me up by like being an alien or a dog.
No.
That was...
I don't know any aliens. And
I really thought I was onto something.
It's not a character. Like, it's a real person, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Am I a politician?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And likewise, am I?
No.
Oh, man. I was trying to be creative with saying the news station, you right. know? Trying not to give you any hints.
Am I a Republican?
Yeah.
Okay.
Man, that narrows it down a lot. I am at a freaking loss. Why would I be on television?
Can I throw you a hint?
Give me one more and then I'll take a hint. I'm not an actor. So that eliminates any movie or TV show.
No. That eliminates any scripted movie or TV show.
Okay.
So there's your hint.
All right. Well, am I Johnny Knoxville?
No.
All right.
I wish you were, though. I should have
given Well, he one. Is an actor, too.
Yeah, he's outside an actor. Of this person Jackass. Has not been in anything else besides what they do.
Interesting.
Am I currently an elected official in the federal government?
No.
Okay.
Man, I feel like you have given me a doozy.
I mean... This is one of the most famous people in the world right now.
Really? But they're not a politician.
No.
They're not an actor. But yet you see them on TV all the time, but not the news.
Not scripted TV. Think about what TV is not scripted.
But yeah, none of it. I'm going through channels. I don't know what that means. I'm going through channels. Are they they're not an athlete. But are they a commentator?
No.
Okay.
Am I alive?
Yeah.
Okay.
Man.
You were leaving out so many genres of television.
Well, there's MTV.
It's not a genre.
Everything is scripted. There's.
Is it? Go down that rabbit hole. Is everything that's been on TV, MTV scripted?
MTV News. But I've already asked, would I be on a news channel?
It's not news.
There's sports, which is not scripted. And I've asked about athletes, commentators.
It's not sports at all.
Okay. And then there's QVC selling these stuff.
I am scripted. Just like, you are just missing. It's like, it's like there's a recipe and you're missing the eggs, bro.
So this is like live TV?
No. I mean, it's not live, but like I watch episodes as they come out of this person's stuff.
I believe all TV is scripted in some way, so I'm having a hard time with that, I think.
Well, I mean, just think of TV that claims not to be scripted.
Yeah, like, so I'm thinking of like, now I'm thinking of game shows, so.
That is one of the... There are two options, I would say, that claim not to be scripted, and that is one of them.
Is that the one that this person is from? No.
Yeah. I mean, I'll say both of those.
Both what?
Both of the options that are
Well, unscripted. I only know one of the options. Oh.
So yes to that one, but not exclusively.
Not the other one in your head.
Not exclusively. Which is,
I'm kidding.
I'm not going to tell you.
All right. Now I think it's Drew Carey, but. I'll let you go.
He's an actor. Am I?
That's right. But it's non-scripted. His other show, the Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Am I a former president?
Yes.
Great. Yeah.
So there's two kinds of TV that is non-scripted. And it's not game shows. So now I'm thinking of reality shows.
Those I would say are the two. I didn't say it's not game shows. I said it's both. Yes to both.
this person is in both of those.
Yes.
Interesting. Am I African American?
You are not. Am I George W. Bush?
Yes.
Baller. I don't like, I think we said 20 questions. That was about 900 questions, but I got it.
Man. All right. I'm locked in. This person is famous for being on reality TV shows and game shows. I got nothing.
He hosts his own shows and he gives away tons of money.
Regis Philbin.
No, way too old. Think younger. Think Gen Z game shows.
TV right now. And by right now, I mean like the last 5 years.
You were literally just telling me about a new show you're watching.
Yeah, that's true.
Apparently, your hypocrisy.
I don't watch live TV anymore. You know what I mean? Like episodic TV, like Survivor. Who wants to be a millionaire?
Think YouTube.
That makes me think so much more than I should. I don't know, man. Go ahead and just hit me with it.
Mr. Beast.
Oh, he's on real TV.
Yeah, he has the Beast Games on Amazon Prime, and it is incredible.
I would never have like associated him with television. If I would have asked like internet sensation. Yeah, okay. That was a really good one.
Okay. So you don't feel like I cheated you?
Absolutely not.
Can we go again?
I mean, yeah.
Okay. That was fun.
I'll give you my backup.
That's a good time.
I've already got.
My list is weird.
I want to say that one of the people on my list you mentioned earlier, and that was Tom Brady.
If you let me be Tom Brady, I'm going to fight you in your face.
I would never do that to you.
Okay, I'm ready.
Oh, God, I hope. Am I an actor?
Yes.
Dadgummit.
I said yes.
I know. Now I know some different categories to go down.
Also, you don't watch movies, so this is going to be great.
Great. Do I know this person?
Absolutely.
All right.
Am I an actor?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I'm going to say no. It also wouldn't surprise me if this person's been on TV. In
something, but that's not their primary thing. Okay. Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
All right. Would I watch this on the internet? Like, is this like YouTube or TikTok? Like, are they only famous there?
No.
All right.
Am I an athlete?
No. Are they in movies?
Yes. Am I a musician?
Yes.
Okay.
Is this person still acting and stuff?
Yes. Is my genre of music country?
No. Is my person a male?
Yes. Am I black?
No.
I wanted to be black the first time. You can't make me black the second time. Come on, bro.
Is my person in a movie? Let's see. Is this person like an A-list celebrity?
I would say yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Oh, man. Am I a man?
No.
Okay.
Is my person Matt Damon?
It's not. I wish it was.
Yeah.
If we were Matt Damon and Ben Affleck, which one would be which?
I think, I don't know. We can go down that rabbit hole in a minute.
Okay. I'm a female, white. What?
That would be a good clip to just solo, like to extract and make from the, for an opening, like a cold open.
I'm a female white musician. I'm a
strong female woman.
I mean, am I Taylor Swift?
No.
Okay.
I knew you would guess that first. All right. Am I in war movies?
Great question. I just pulled up the...
You don't immediately know, so that's
I don't immediately know.
Tom Hanks, that rules out so many people. Brad Pitt, Tom Hanks.
I don't think... I know Brad Pitt's in some war movies, but I don't think of him as a war movie guy. All right, let me see. Pulled up his IMDb.
I think I know who I am.
There's a big list of people who you could be, I think, still. So, am I under 40?
Yeah.
Okay.
Am I famous for stuff outside of acting?
Not that I'm aware of.
So I'm not The Rock. Okay.
That was on my list, but I didn't choose that one. Am I... Do I sing pop music?
I don't know.
By pop music, I mean just like popular tunes that are not definitely in like the rap or country or hard rock genres.
I would think that's what this is. Yes.
Okay.
But I'm going to ask for grace if at the end of this you decide that that's not true. But I'm going to say,
okay. Yeah. Okay.
When I like, yeah.
I'm a young female pop artist. Just like I always knew I would be. I just put my phone down on the table with the picture of the person you are. I'm glad you can't see anything.
Well, I'm Googling.
What genre does... How do you spell that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is it my turn to guess?
Yes.
All right. Let's see. Am I... Would I appear in Tim Burton movies?
I don't think so.
All right. Just move on.
I'm going
to
make sure.
That's really just a way to ask if I'm Johnny Depp.
Okay. That's a good call. Am I Olivia Rodrigo?
No. I forgot about her. I like that music.
I was hoping so.
Am I a kind of actor that plays a variety of roles, or is there like one kind of role that usually...
Variety.
Okay.
Especially most recently. I'm trying to think of how much you would know about a young female artist. A young female pop artist.
I did confirm that it is pop.
Am I Sabrina Carpenter?
No, I don't even know who that is.
Okay.
So good. To answer your, I'll answer both questions. I don't know a lot about this person.
But you know that she's not Sabrina Carpenter.
Yeah,
I'm glad you don't like her. She's filthy. Anyway, go ahead.
Have you ever heard me talk about a movie that stars this person?
Yes.
As a movie that I love?
Mm. No, you didn't love it. The movie you talked about them being in, you liked but didn't love. Which makes this more difficult, probably.
Yeah.
Man. Have I been in anything... Well, no, you already asked that, answered that, so I'm not... I withdraw the beginning of that question.
It's withdrawn, and you have a clean slate.
Do I have any really popular songs that have come out in the last year?
I think so.
Okay.
I'm going to say yeah.
Both of my daughters probably hate me right now if they're listening. I feel like I should have this.
Would this movie that I loved but didn't, or that I liked but didn't love, was this a movie that I've watched within the last year?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay.
Okay. That's tough. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Asking me questions about you feels tough to answer.
I mean, I feel like I tell you everything I do. So
that's true. That's true. Is this Lady Gaga?
No.
Thank you. Glad it's not.
Would this be a movie that I would have watched in the last 5 years?
Yes.
Okay.
Is it Chapel Roan?
I don't know who that is.
I mean, this is what we're going to do from here on out. I'm going to say people who I've seen on Avery's playlists.
Am I Tobey Maguire?
You are not. Am I Olivia Dean?
No idea who that is.
I figured. So who would you know that's that big? Okay.
Could I beat this person up in a very convincing manner?
Maybe with one hand, without your wrist. If you cut your wrists off, you would kill this person. Unfortunately, I think that's most actors. A lot of them.
I don't know any actors. I mean, Reeves is dead.
Who's dead?
Christopher Reeves.
Oh,
he's in a wheelchair.
Okay. Yeah. No, this person's a sissy. I thought you were talking about Keanu. It's like, don't put that evil on Neo. Come on, bro.
Sissy.
John Wick would kill you.
Sissy actor.
Are you Googling sissy actors? You can't do that.
No.
You can't. Totally. You can't Google stuff about that person.
Okay.
You can only look up stuff about my person. Oh, man. Have you and I ever listened to this person together?
No, I don't think so. If we did, we would need to go to the altar together.
Okay.
I think.
Again.
A sissy actor. Well, Tobey Maguire won't leave my mind.
Dude, he's pretty ripped. In Spider-Man.
Yeah. All right. So in the last 5 years, a male actor that I could beat up, are they old? Over 60?
No. I wouldn't even use the word old. No.
Are they a child actor? And that's why I could beat them up?
No. Is this someone you... That was also two questions.
Fair enough.
Is this someone that you would be happy with your daughter listening to?
No.
Okay.
Why is this person so easy to beat up? Steve Urkel's not still making stuff.
Do you want me to answer that?
No.
It's supposed to be yes or no, but I'll answer that.
No, that's a question I'm asking myself. It's a movie that I've watched within the last 5 years and an actor that I could easily beat up. Is this person famous for, I've already said war movie. Is this like a thriller, like an intense thriller drama movie?
No.
Okay.
Do you know, has this person won a Grammy?
Yes.
Okay.
Is my person someone that, like, you wouldn't consider them old, but would I have watched them in movies, like, as far back as when I was in high school?
No. No. No chance of that. Grandma? I feel so stupid right now. Is their music even country-ish?
No.
Okay.
Is this a comedy?
Kind of. That's hard to... Let me look up the movie, because you're asking specifically about the movie you have discussed this person being in, right?
Yeah.
Let me see how IMDb classifies this film. It is... See.
I hope this is somewhat entertaining for you all as you try to guess who we each are.
I have a good sense of who I am now. So this does have comedy listed in the list of genres. There are five of them listed.
For that one movie?
And they all apply.
Okay. That's more baffling than who I am.
They all make sense. Am I Ariana Grande?
No.
Mother crapper. How am I not?
I just have zero idea what kind of movie this is and then who's in it. I mean, this is an actor that has come on the scene since, like, I stopped watching a lot of movies. And by that, I mean, I didn't watch a lot to begin with. I mean,
since you were born?
Yeah. So, are they American?
Great question. And I will answer it specifically in 1 second here. Let me see where they were born. Yes. And I don't want that to be confusing. Like, this person is American.
You just wanted to verify.
They're listed as being an American and French actor, but I would never have put the French with it. But it's listed as that, so that's why I hesitated.
Him. Okay.
You don't hate it. You don't hate him.
I'm kidding.
A young white pop musician that I have not... Ariana Grande is not white either. Why didn't I guess that?
I was wondering. I thought she was not white.
She is not. Is it Meghan Trainor?
No, but I like Meghan Trainor. I would let, like, you also would not let, or I would not let my daughter listen to this. Okay. I would let her listen to Meghan Trainor.
I took my daughter to a Meghan Trainor concert. It was a good time. She was all about that bass, you know?
Yeah, I do. No treble. I just am at a loss. Kind of a comedy movie. Is this actor curly headed?
I would say yes. Curly wavy, yes.
Okay.
Female young musician. You would let your child listen to.
I would not.
You would not. Katy Perry?
No. I like Katy Perry. I'd probably let my daughter listen to some of her stuff. I don't know. Maybe not. She had a weird moment there for a while, right?
I still kind of think she's a robot. Mm-hmm. Some people her think she's John.
In that TikTok video.
And I can't unsee it.
Yeah.
Some people think she's JonBenet Ramsey.
That is a thing. I don't know, man. Am I like Seth Rogen?
You're not. Can we start giving hints?
Yeah.
I think this person is a better actor than Seth Rogen. And not,
that's not a good hint. That's
not considered a comedian.
You said A-list earlier.
Yeah, this is an A-lister.
My person, you know, when you used to run a lot,
yes,
you would find a groove that has like a good, like beats per minute. Yeah. Like this is someone that I would run to, but never really listen to otherwise.
Okay.
is that helpful?
I don't know.
Like I would listen. I've listened to this person while running, but I would never turn this person on in the car, like with you in it. I would even go as far as saying they are a guilty pleasure.
Okay.
And what hint did you give me that he was a better actor than Seth Rogen?
So I'll also tell you that this movie, in addition to being listed as a comedy, it is listed as a fantasy movie.
Is it from Ready Player One?
No.
Okay. I do feel like I could beat that guy up pretty easily.
Yeah. Am I Miley Cyrus?
No.
Oh, I thought I had it.
Am I in a musical?
Yes.
I think
Are
I
you
know.
Looking up people on your phone? Are you cheating?
No.
Can't cheat.
Is this a name I would have a really hard time pronouncing?
I'm not answering that. It's my turn. Not Miley Cyrus.
The urge for me to bust out in song with like a one sentence line from a lyric is overwhelming.
Is it Carrie Underwood?
No.
It's your turn.
My Timothy Chalamet.
Yes. On IMDb, Wonka is listed as adventure, comedy, family, fantasy, musical. Do you feel like I was wrong on any of my answers?
You're absolutely right.
You could kick the crap out of him, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Even with my bad wrists, I'd have to use my elbows right now.
I think it would work. I think you could just squeeze him to death. He's so little. His most famous movie right now is about ping pong. He's also in Dune. Yeah. So that would have been weird.
The person that you need to think of makes some choices with their hair. Always.
With their hair.
Mm-hmm. Every time you would see this person, they've made a choice.
Britney Spears?
No.
She shaved her head.
She did. These are just as bad, but all hair. Very colorful.
Billie Eilish?
Yeah.
Good
job, man.
I'm so mad. Avery's going to hate me.
Avery listens to Billie Eilish?
There's that one song that's really... There's
Bad
one,
Guy?
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one you ran to, wasn't it?
No. Well, yeah, I ran to that one. The line that I needed to sing to just like make my heart happy was the black t-shirt Billie Eilish.
Yeah. Yeah. It's got her name in it, so you can't do that. No, that's good. So we're tied 1-1.
Oh, God. I don't think I have another one in
Maybe we'll do a tiebreaker at another time. This has been tough. I think, if anything, we're not investigators and we don't know pop culture. Is that fair?
Fair enough.
Nope, guys, let us know how stupid we are. Send in some ideas for future people for this game.
We love you. We'll see you next time.
You've listened to Bless Their Hearts, distributed by Stoveleg Media. Make sure you subscribe, leave a 5-star review, and go check us out on Stoveleg.com where you can learn more about Jamie and John. Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.